Some weeks ago, I talked to County Clerk of Hopkins County, Debbie Shirley, about voting. I have re-edited the interview to focus on just the Tuesday, November general election taking place at 21 polling sites across the county from 7 a.m. until 7 p.m.
The county had to make a couple of changes this year. One of them in town, people are already familiar, I think, going to the new city hall for their election, for the city's election, but our last election for the county was done at the old city hall where the police station is. Well, our commissioner's court have approved the move. We're now going for this election day on November 4th. We will be at the new city hall, and I will have a sign posted at the old city hall to make sure all voters know that you now go up to the new one. And then the other polling place, we had heard that the Brashear Community Center was going to be sold. So the Brashear Baptist Church was kind enough to let us use their small fellowship hall, not their big life center, but the smaller fellowship hall that's next to the church.
Okay.
And that polling location is right past their at Brashear, their post office. You just keep going down the highway and you'll see the Brashear Baptist Church.
What's the latest on voter ID?
I had a directive from the Secretary of State's office. They finally put out a directive that Greg Abbott's office was able to stay the part of the, there had been a lawsuit filed or a judge's ruling that she declared that SB 14, where you have to show your voter ID, is unconstitutional. And because it was so close to early voting, and all the counties pretty much had already trained all their election workers, their judges, they'd already gone through all the process of teaching them to use, to ask for the voter ID, they were able to get a stay of that part of the lawsuit of not forcing the election workers to go back to the old way of the other acceptable forms of ID where you could all bring in your voter card. Most people bring driver's license anyway, but we couldn't force them to use the photo ID. They could still use their voter card or other types of ID. They could even bring in, I think, a bank checkbook or something that showed, you know, their name and stuff back then. And now it's a lot stricter, and you have to show photo ID.
All right. This is a big election. There are local elections or state and even beyond, like a U.S. Senate and stuff.
Right. And, of course, we have two local races that are contested, the treasurer's race and the JP1. So just know that not everybody, the treasurer's race will be on everybody's ballot. But just remember, JP1, only people that live in Commissioner 1 and 2, those voting locations will get to vote on the JP1. Mm-hmm. JP2 has already been decided at the primary. You can still vote for that office, but he doesn't have any opposition. And I have sample ballots available. They're also on the county's website at hopkinscountytx.org. And sample, I put on there, if you vote at these polling places, this is your ballot style. Mm-hmm. I went a little bit further this year so people wouldn't get confused of what their ballot style looked like.
There'll be a lot of statewide races, and then,
yes, sir.
Like I said, U.S. Senate.
Usually governor's race brings a lot of people
in,
and that's on the ballot also. And, of course, our other officials are not opposed, or they already won in the primary. So, like I said, there's only two local.
KSST News.